שלום, אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא מחזיקים במצב הכניסה לעיבור.
We will read excerpts on the topic of holding on to the conception on top of disturbances.
After we've learned, especially in the last few days, how a person should see his states, which he's in, to relate to them, how he can control those states, that he can accept them from above as coming from above, and that every detail in these states he can ascribe only to the upper force, and his response should only be that on every state he receives, he tries to attain adhesion, dvikut, that if he sees that the Creator gives him conditions only for dvikut, so he can be in permanent dvikut, just in a constant state, right now too. Doesn't matter if he degrees all the degrees of the ladder or not. Whatever state he's in, he can be in dvikut and constantly hold on to that. And that's our purpose. All in all, this method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, working the Creator, in its source, it's very simple. It just takes a long time and even years for a person until he starts understanding it, because he doesn't feel the changes he goes through, the reason for the changes, the belonging to the Creator. He can say it in words, but he doesn't have any thread of connection to the one, the cause of our reasons, to that upper force. That's why he can't determine that there's none else besides him. And upon all the forms of bestowal from the Creator to him, he can't determine that he's good and benevolent on every state. But after a bit is clarified about the matter of the method, that it only all comes from the Creator, only in the correct amount and feeling, in all circumstances, all external discernments, in order for him to reach dvikut, instant dvikut with the Creator. So once that happens, the man is on the path towards the king and can start climbing the mountain towards the king. That he understands what it depends on in his connection with the friends, in prayer for the light that reforms, but it's on his hands already. We need to strengthen in absorbing this method, to stabilize it more and more correctly in us, with the avut to come to the state that will always be under the feeling that we're in a net, and only there's a general net between all the souls. It also puts us as the pioneers from the people that are here in this hall right now, in this world, what it means here in this world, not this hall, this world, the bodies, different forms. It'll all be clarified. We have to yearn for unifying all these discernments together into one picture. Obviously, there'll be confusion and all kinds of things on the path, but as usual, during any research. main thing is, I'm saying again, what we're studying lately, we are gradually approaching this, how to attain dvikut in every present moment. That all of the whole topic of dvikut can open before us in any moment, all the components, and we need only to know how to connect them all to nanos besides him, how to determine that it only comes for adhesion, that he's good and benevolent to us, and that's how we will succeed. Please.
Letter 14 from Rabash. One is rewarded with everything only by overcoming, called strength. And each and every strength that a person elicits joins into a great amount. That is, even if a person overcomes once and gets an alien thought and says, but I already know from experience that soon I will not have this desire for the work. So what will I get now if I overcome it a little? At that time, he must reply that many pennies join into a great amount, meaning to the general account, whether to the root of his soul or to the public. Perhaps this is the meaning of the gates of tears were not locked. The gates, she'arei, comes from the words se'arot, hairs, or storms, which is overcoming. Tears comes from the word tearing, meaning that there is a mixture between with other desires, and only in the middle of the desires there is a brief moment of a desire to overcome toward love and fear of heaven. Not locked, but rather that moment joins into a great amount. When the amount is full, the person begins to feel the spiritual clothing. This is the meaning of the importance of tears, meaning that even if he is in the lowest state and has base desires, but still has the strength to overcome, meaning that from the point in his heart he yearns and craves in the Creator, then that force is very important. Thus, even when a person is in exile, when his point in the heart is placed under the governances called divinity in exile, for that person, for one moment he overcomes and sanctifies the Creator. And even though he is already certain, because of all of his experiences, that afterwards he will fall again, it is still very important that a person can say the truth openly. Again, one is rewarded with everything only by overcoming, called strength. And each and every strength that a person elicits joins into a great amount. That is, even if a person overcomes once and gets an alien thought and says, but I already know from experience that soon I will not have this desire for the work, so what will I get now if I overcome it a little? At that time, he must reply that many pennies join into a great amount, meaning to the general account, whether to the root of his soul or to the public. Perhaps this is the meaning of the gates of tears were not locked. Sha'arei, gates, comes from the words se'arot, hair or storms, which is overcoming. Tears comes from the word tearing, meaning that there is a mixture with other desires, and only in the middle of these desires, there is a brief moment of desire to overcome toward love and fear of heaven. Not locked, but rather that moment joins into a great amount. When the amount is full, the person begins to feel the spiritual clothing. This is the meaning of the importance of tears, meaning that even if he is in the lowest state and has base desires, but still has the strength to overcome, meaning that from the point in his heart he yearns and craves for the Creator, then that force is very important. Thus, even when a person is in exile, when his point in the heart is placed under other governances, called divinity in exile, for that person, for one moment he overcomes and sanctifies the Creator. And even though he is already certain, because of all of his experiences, that afterwards he will fall again, it is still very important that a person can say the truth openly.
What's the order of actions we need to determine to ourselves and upon ourselves? In every moment, especially when we receive, in any state, it doesn't matter what you get, in any state, what is the order of actions? Let's see, right now, from this moment on, and this is how it is in life, all the time. What is the order of actions I need to determine? Please. In order to reach Dvikut, obviously.
We can start from being in none else besides Him, and He's good that does good, and this happens inside the ten.
Yeah, there's a lot of desires we're dealing with all the time, and then we need to use a force of overcoming that takes those desires and sanctifies them. It puts them in the vessel of bestowal.
So as we said, we start from none else besides Him, relating everything to the Creator. Then I would say perhaps gratitude for bringing us to the recognition that it all comes from Him. Then a request from Him to give us strength to work towards the friends and not forget about Him.
From revealing this new desire and ascribing it to none else besides Him, we can truly develop. Well, you have to come to the ten with it. You can't keep it for yourself. We need to take everything that's going on and pass it through that filter called a ten.
I don't know exactly if that's the next step, but there's always the step that he writes here, that his point in the heart it lies under the influence of other governances, that it's a process that a person always feels. And as a result, he probably needs to take that lack back to the 10, probably.
Yeah, to bring it to the 10 and to see how through the 10, through the state that is revealed, it's made for bringing us closer and in connection with that force.
After we determined none else besides Him, and we connected it to the 10, and through the 10 we turned to the Creator for the 10, then there has to be a measurement. Am I looking for the state to pass, or I'm looking for adhesion to above this state? Naturally, we want the unpleasant state to go away, but the adhesion is whether we're willing to stay with that state, but in adhesion.
Yeah, and to add, to search more and more for the connection with the friends, that it will become the vessel, and afterwards the potsuf.
And that's also the ending of the degree. Why am I saying that? Because if we don't look for this action of more connection, we'll go to a descent. Everything will disappear. Meaning this point of accelerating and looking for further deficiencies, that has to be the ending of the degree.
Rav, what sign do I have that I reached Dvikut? What's the sign that I have reached Dvikut?
After we determined none else besides him, and the sign that we've reached Vakut is that is good that does good, meaning in every state, in what appears, in your thoughts and desires, I see that he's good that does good in everything.
Dvikut is when I see myself through the group, in connection with the Creator, in connection with the quality of bestowal, that I can establish the system or stabilize it in a way. Well, that I have the correct intention, that I'm out of the intention to receive, and I've connected with the Creator, with that new quality of bestowal through the Ten.
Right, because Dvikut is equivalence of form, otherwise you can't adhere to him. And if you adhere to the force of bestowal and love, means that we too have the intention of bestowal and love.
Maybe also the first degree of Dvikut is that conception we're talking about, that I've succeeded in annulling myself in the Ten, in that womb.
It's a feeling of joy. Joy not from feeling good in the will to receive, but on the one hand, adhering to the Creator. On the other hand, there's an opportunity from above to work with the Ten.
Yeah, you can see the Ten connected, exalted, the upper force filling it, and it is the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Also add that you feel you're doing a correct action.
Rav, how can I speed up the states? How can I speed up the states I go through? How can I promise that I'll return quickly to establish the Dvikut upon every state? That there is a break between the states that doesn't depend on me. So how can I make that break just for a slight moment only? As it says, that Israel speeds up the times. How can I prepare myself to shorten or to speed up the time?
By going back to the same decision that there's none else besides him, we have to decide this over and over. Whatever we do, our thoughts go in different directions. We each time have to return to this point. The sooner we get back to that, there's none else besides him, good that does good. He gives us all our thoughts, desires, and actions, and that's how I move.
The topic of importance of the goal comes up. That if I have a feeling how important the goal is in every moment, nobody lets himself fall from just like numbness or indifference for more than one moment. The second he sees it, as much as the goal pushes up ahead and we chase it, so we don't remain in any state for more than a moment.
Right, and these states, they're already predetermined. That's something we don't change. The shimot that unfold, what accelerates them is the integration in the group, the influence over the person. That hastens all the process.
Yeah, exactly. The group is the accelerator, not me. The more we create this atmosphere that we're awakening the group into more and more work and no rest, so we're speeding up the states.
If I think of myself, I'll never know how to cope correctly and respond correctly to the state. The test of hastening the states is thinking about the friends. That's your insurance policy. And that's what makes the Shimot move in the right direction.
In the Ravut, we can truly build this atmosphere that every moment will be in concentration, how to turn from myself to the friends, that the Creator is inside them.
Rav, why the hastening of the time, the right solution, the right direction, is only being in Arvut? What does the Arvut give me? Why is it connected to Dvekut, adhesion?
Well, I have two things in my head right now. One is my actual tendency to be concerned towards one another, not for oneself. That's the first. The second, oh, that's what I have.
By the friends always trying to take you back on the right track, and then you don't need to worry about that, and you're also exempt from your other concerns. So you keep treading this path where you have, I don't know, hundreds, but you each time have the guards and cops to keep you on the right track.
Alvut lets a person come out of himself. Because if we're trapped inside in our desires and our perception of reality, the ego will always win. There's no chance. A person will always make excuses and justify himself because he's in this cruel circle of the ego. When we're in Alvut, we actually give each one an opportunity to come out of himself and look at the state from above.
Rav, do we have other actions than Arvut? Are there more actions we need to do other than Arvut? Or, put differently, why does Arvut contains all the actions of correction? There's a giving of the Torah from above, the action of the Arvut from below, and that takes the whole of creation back to correction. How does the Arvut include within it all the actions of correction?
Because it works directly on the only thing that was ever ruined, which is the shattering of the first Adam. And it means that all states we're talking about of annulment, conception, intermingling, they're all aiming us to build that one soul, and that's by Arvut.
Exactly, the condition of Arvut ties us together. It turns us to connected. It binds us together.
Maybe because Arvut belongs to love of others, coming out of yourself, connecting to the others. That's the only problem that we discover we have.
Right, because the Creator lies within the ten, and a person doesn't see it because he's immersed in himself. The force of the Arvut enables the person to come out of himself, and then we can work with all these terms we're talking about.
The Arvut helps us concentrate. It's a place for people to concentrate on the friends and pray for them. The Arvut helps us get the concern and love of society, what causes him instinctively to want to do the same and to want to be stoic society. It also has a plea towards the others and towards the Creator. It includes both. You don't need anything beyond it. Avud actually locks us in the right direction towards the Creator. It includes everything, from greatness of the goal towards perception of reality. Everything is included there. We just need to develop the intention to bestow and practice here and now. The Creator is in this. When we're in Avud, we have an upper force, and it does all the actions. Yet it performs the actions, and we just need to connect between us and agree. Agree to that condition.
Love.
Why are the laws of Avud are the same laws of the connection between the Sefirot and the Partzuf, and the soul? Why is the law of Arvut the law of the connection between the Sefirot and the Partzuf of the soul?
Probably the same mechanism of connection works. Because we don't understand exactly what are the paths of connection. We only make this effort towards something we are in mutual guarantee about, that center point, the Creator. And He organizes us according to the structure of the body, and it's a structure of ten sefirot.
We talked about in the Arava that after all the efforts, a person enters as a point into the ten, and the Arvut is the connection between all those points. Each one is like a sefira. The sefira is that point where each one connects to the others.
Right, the Arvut is a basis of bestowal. In the Arvut lies the Creator. He helps. Then we can turn to givers to one another. And then it's a kli, then it becomes the soul.
And maybe also my perception of reality is that I'm the malchut, and then I see you in concern towards you on one hand. On the other hand, see you as great, that you are my upper nine sefirot.
Sefirot are already the connections between the parts of the kli. That's how the light, the upper light, goes through sefirot that shine for other sefirot. Same with us. We receive the force from the Creator, and then we're in bestowal. We're in this action towards each other by the light that goes through us.
They're actually the state where they're all connected in the structure of bestowal. If we build ourselves in that same form that we see the friends as the Sefirot, as the spiritual Partzufim, by that we resemble the upper light. Yeah, the state, the law of connection of the Sefirot, probably works in perfection, that it's all one perfect system. When we're in the system of Avut, we're in the perfect one system. The Avut is the law of connection between, because it connects between us, that we are willing and agreeing to support each other and fill each other with the other's needs. That's the only form of connection we can have between us. It's also the ability for the Sefirot to connect between us through their annulment. The Arvut can only be towards the greatness of the Creator and the help to get there. Same thing with the Sefira, that they're towards a higher degree. Rav, what does each Sefira need to annul in order to connect to its friend, to the other Sefirot? And otherwise there won't be a connection, because they're all qualities that are opposite from one another. It's not that they're not so similar, but they're opposite, they contradict each other. How does every Sefira annul something inside of it in order to be connected to all the other Sefirot? What then, what role does it have towards all the other Sefirot? How's that form of connection that it gives the this whole assembly? Yeah, this whole assembly. Please. There is something between all these points that are annulling that it has to do with everybody. I don't know how to define it. That this is a state where we all connect. What exactly do we annul? I can't really say now. Maybe every Sefira has something unique on its own, and that's what it has to keep. But on the other hand, it needs to be activated in according to the need, not on its own, but only when there's a demand and a response of. Where does the uniqueness in the Sefira come from? What does it annul exactly? How does she integrate with the other Sefirot? What does she annul towards them? And then what is she bestowing towards them? She bestows her uniqueness that comes from the Creator. And maybe she annuls that desire to keep the light, the fulfillment inside her, and pass it to the other Sefirot as a pipeline, a conduit. The annulment is everything that has, that doesn't have to do with the connection. It's like this chain, that the chain depends on all the parts, on all the other rings. So all the, what the link needs to sustain is its connection to the system. Anything for itself or separate quality has to be annulled. Yeah, it's like she annuls. The Sefira supposedly has the potential to give contentment to the Creator, but in practice, no, because its correct state is that it connects correctly to the whole system, and then it reaches the Vikut with it. As the friend said, it annuls the desire to receive light for itself, and it passes on the light to the other Sefirot. The uniqueness of every Sefira, it's his personal unique form, the way it integrates in that general body. That every Sefira integrates in a special way of its own in that body. Maybe it annuls its individuality as Malchut or Chap, let's say, and it's included in the system only as like Gar uses itself as a Keter for the other Sefirot, just something that gives them the greatness of bestow and everything that can connect it to the quality of bestow. She just drives out of herself. That's what makes her a Sefira. Every sphira has its own uniqueness, and it needs to annul that specific uniqueness in order to be able to connect to the other sphirot as equal. What does she bestow? I can't think about it yet. She annuls her opinion, and then every sphira, every quality annuls its uniqueness compared to the opinion of the Creator. And then all the sphirot are filled by the Creator. And even more, she's concerned of the other sphirot that she'll be able to be fulfilled. Rav, how can each and every 10 try to resemble 10 sfirot, the partzuf, according to the law of connection between them called arvut? Okay? How can every 10 try to resemble a partzuf that works according to the law of arvut? Otherwise, it's not a partzuf. Please. I don't know the answer, but maybe I'll start with what's in my head, that every 10 needs to work not in order to get a reward. Our trying is that no sphira, no friend sees himself as separate, but only as a part of the 10. It sees the 10 as one body, that I have to be sensitive now. What's my role in the system now? How can I help this whole body advance? Yeah, everything we learn about Ovut, that we need to be concerned about the friend's spirituality, that they can be free from any self-concern for themselves, and also devote themselves to think of others, to actually be completely concentrated and bestow. Why? Because of the upper forces in that. And along with that, to keep each one's uniqueness within the 10. That is the special form that the Creator wants to show us, what forms we have to connect in between us. And to create that one body, that only in this way we can actually do it. To me, it actually seems that we have to get rid of our uniqueness, and we have to bring that center point to life, to give it livelihood with the feelings we dress it with, or our efforts in order to feel it as alive, that it draws us One towards the other, because between us we'll have the forces too. In the end, the 10 has to get a structure of the 10 sfirot, that in the end every friend sits and sees the Creator behind them. The one thing that helps him see the Creator is his corrupted attitude towards this endless work. And the light works here and turns it to the work with the sfirot. Rav, how do I acquire the integration with the other sfirot? How, if I want to be an individual sfira in the 10, acquire the integration from the rest of the sfirot?
I aim myself before the 10, and I think about them, I care for them, and the Creator needs to help me. Without him, I can't do it. Friends will continue.
I try and feel the uniqueness of every sphira and every friend, and to fill his desire with the way he sees it and feels it. It's by being an annulment to towards the other friends. Annulling towards the center of the ten, that you imagine the ten in the circle, and each one is in a tendency to annul towards the center, where you meet without the ego, only with yearning towards the Creator.
Other than annulment, I have nothing to add.
Yeah, maybe I'm willing to give up on my uniqueness, but and let the friend's uniqueness have a place, because each one needs a place, but I'm willing to give up on mine.
Rav, how do I know that by annulling before the friends, I've obtained all the incorporation, intermingling from them? How do I know that by annulling before the friends, I obtained the mingling from them, the incorporation? How do I know that I attained it? What is the sign for that?
If I was able to annul, so I feel then as not separate from me, I feel that we're one and the same. They are everything I feel.
It's expressed through the thoughts that come to me, the desires that come to me. Suddenly I think of how to bestow to the friends. Do they feel good? What do they need? Those thoughts are a result of the intermingling. Naturally, a person has the same thoughts, but of himself.
Yeah, I feel what they feel, and that's the greatest feeling. I feel that the upper force is doing it.
I also feel their pain. I hurt like it's mine.
Maybe by that same concern, if I feel or as much as I'm concerned of their spirituality, as much as it's important for me.
When I stop analyzing things according to myself, but I see the ten as part of me. The friends and the importance of reaching the goal is in the group and not in me.
The sign is happiness, that when a person is already included in the perfect way in the system and dvikut with the upper force.
Incorporation, intermingling, you can say it's the condition of the Arvut that we discussed earlier. So, I lost it.
Rav, how is integration, how does it take place by Arvut, and Arvut take place by integration? And they both bring us to Dvikut. To annulment and to dvikut in the Creator.
Dvikut,
arvut, hitkalelut, integration, bitul, annulment, love, adhesion with the Creator. How are all these components organized and support one another and are obligated towards one another? Please.
Can say it's the other way around, that everything comes out of love, and those are all the forms of expression of love. Avut, annulment, subjugation, those are all components of love.
Yeah, it might sound like a lot of different terms, but once you reach it, all these terms, definitions, avud, vekut, love, it's terms of connection. And that's what we're signing about here, the connection between the hearts.
We need to connect, to look for the connection, and then all these concepts will unite into one.
Maybe we can also draw it like a circle that of dependencies. Let's say the base is annulment. Through a strong annulment, you can integrate in the friends. From this integration, you can reach Arvut. And to be in Arvut, that is our adhesion with the Creator. That's the quality of love. And then again, you can reach a higher state of annulment and a higher integration.
I also think that it's this spiral. It's a circle that's constantly rising to a higher degree, and I don't know, maybe it starts from integration, mingling, then adhesion. From the mingling comes a desire for adhesion. From that, we feel the need for avut. It sounds funny, but
I feel that the final point of Dvekut is a goal. Our starting point is the Avut that we're building according to the system of connection between us, and through that we need to know and do the impossible, the supernatural, to draw the upper light, to annul the force, the intention to receive.
The intermingling brings a person this thought that the Arvut is good. It's good to be intermingled in the society, and this thought exists in the society, and then he has the strength to exert an Arvut, to be in Arvut towards the friends, and then again he might be repulsed by it, and then once again has to be included in the society. How, Rav, through the intermingling I establish my upper nine, my first nine, in which I feel the spiritual reality? How, through this intermingling, I establish the first nine, in which I discover, reveal the spiritual reality?
The
intermingling with the first nine is intermingling in the ten. That is what brings about the conditions of the Arvut that we discussed, and later the adhesion, Vekut. And then the spiritual reality appears, which is love. My goal is to discover the spiritual reality. I reveal it in the ten. When I simply lower myself towards the friends, I make myself malchut, or the important thing, I'm lower than them. And then because I want it, through them I manage to see the language of the Creator, how he arranges these sfirot. There is an imaginary reality that a person feels when he's inside himself, and there's a true reality that he feels when he's inside the friends. Intermingling, the integration, is the desire to be in the tent, to live in them, their desires, their thoughts, their desires which are spiritual, because the spiritual structure and this yearning, in that the reforming light flows and it changes the attitude towards reality. Rav, how can it be that in the integration with the qualities of the friends, I discover my spiritual world in them? How can it be that the spiritual qualities that I receive, acquire, when I'm mingled in the friends, specifically in them, I discover my own spiritual world?
The
The ten is inside of me. If I restrict myself down to the malchut, my first nine is the ten. Then I see them. There I see spirituality. Yeah, it's to change the point of departure from which I perceive reality, from within me to through the eyes of the friends in the ten. For each one, the sefirot, the friends, are arranged in a way that's suitable to his soul. And 10 is a minimal degree in which you can feel the whole world, and in each one, how it's arranged towards him. My spirituality exists when I come out of myself towards what's outside of me, to reveal the Creator there. And when I manage to see the friends as who they are, not as other people with faces and attributes that I like or dislike, but rather as parts of my own inner system, and I begin to treat them this way and to listen to them as if the Creator speaks through them, and that's the beginning of spirituality. Yeah, the friends are the parts of my system. And when I'm included in them, when I'm incorporated in them, I discover everything. I'm nothing. What am I? A point. That's it. Yeah, I have no spiritual qualities, only a point. And specifically through these qualities, these different angles that I see from the friends, from that I develop my own spiritual vessel.
Our mistake is in definition where that mine is. I think it's somewhere inside, but actually it's the ability to look outside of me. By that I see my vessel.
Yeah, because outside a person is only the Creator. Once he comes out of himself into the closest part the Creator arranged for him in this reality, which is the ten, the only part with which he can work actively, then it discovers itself, it discovers spiritual reality. It can be also with one person, but we know that today it's impractical. So you have a ten.
Rav, why do I discover the Creator in the first nine sefirot? That it's the qualities of my friends that I've integrated with. So where are my qualities? So I grasp my own Creator, that's what I perceive. Who do I reveal?
I think that I reveal my larger I. Those are my qualities. Previously I thought were outside of me. And this is how it works for each one in the ten. That's how they discover it.
Suddenly I heard something new here, that I discover the friend's attitude through their qualities, and then this whole system is created that for now only includes attitude from me outwards. Suddenly through their qualities I can discover the system of connections, and then I can close it up.
I understood that this combination of the qualities is what changes from one to another. The first nine are, you know, there's one thing towards one person, and towards another person there's something else. The way they arrange in each and every one, maybe that's the difference that exists between them.
I only discover my desire only outside of me. What's outside of me can't be inside. The Creator built the system of the Ten Sefirot, gave me the will to receive in the Malchut, and the rest He couldn't put inside me. All my desires to bestow, He couldn't put inside my ego, so I put it in the tent. Then when I integrate, I gather all my spiritual qualities. That's how I discover my spiritual personality.
So, you can say that I reveal myself, my soul. That's how the Creator presents it to a person, people, and a ten, and a group. But in effect, those are his qualities. That's how he perceives them.
Exactly. It's myself that I discover those nine qualities that are hidden inside me. They're just concealed. And from all these things we talked about, I can reveal them supposedly outside of me, but actually they're inside.
Because who am I? I'm Adam Rishon. Who else can I be? What am I, Henry? Ultimately, we're just the limp organs or this autonomous mind, but we're simply make up a whole body, and when we're intermingled, integrated, we feel Adam Rishon, not ourselves, not each one a different angle.
It's an honor to sit next to the first Adam. Yeah, it's like a person who doesn't feel his lower part of the body. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. He just doesn't feel it. Same with us. We're the same person, the same part. Just this feeling was disconnected from us. Everything we're doing is to discover the true state inside that has that upper force inside of it.
Yeah, I'm Adam Rishon. I'm the first Adam. I simply lost you. I lost my parts. I forgot. And now there's an opportunity to reconnect them, remember those parts, and feel the true reality.
Yeah, so everything we have to do is integrate with one another, feel reality through one another, and in this way to recognize the parts of the new Adam Rishon.
It brings me back to the point of annulment. For this system to fall into place, everyone has to be annulled before the others. One time it's going to be Malchut, and it's going to have nine upper sphirot, and another time it's going to be Keter, and it'll have nine lower sphirot, but both come from the annulment.
Rav. So how can we define the different degrees of, let's say, Ibul, conception, then Yanika, nursing, then Mochin? How can we define them according to the system we just described between us? How to reach Ibul according to the laws of the system?
Ibur is complete annulment towards what's around me, the ten, outside of me. I stop anything, everything that comes from within me. I try to be glued to what the ten projects towards me.
I don't know, I guess it's that same state of integration, of Ovut. I don't know.
Exactly. Ibu is the first degree. Or, I don't know how it's...
Rav. So what is Ibu in integration, in Arvut, in connection, in annulment? What is Ibu in all of those qualities? In each one of them. In integration, what is Ibu? In Arvut, what is Ibu? And so on.
The degrees of my integration with the ten. In each one, I guess there's greater integration. The degrees, the stages of integration, I don't know how to say it.
Ibur in integration. And Yenika in Itkalilut, right? That's the matter. Maybe it's the first step in integration is that entrance. It's like when the sperm enters, it annuls just in order to enter. To integrate in that state, it's like all part of the same. Ibul and integration, it's something entering something else, annulling its individuality in order to not be separated and different, just like to be inside it.
Hibur is this absorption, and this absorption has to take place in each one of those degrees, in annulment, in arvut, in integration. Those are different degrees where this action has to take place, the absorption in the ten.
The sum of all the annulments is where we integrate. That's the actually the beginning of the embryo of the ibul. What else is there? Avut. Avut is what helps us to hold on to it. We help each other in that, and the Creator is inside helping us to do it.
It could be our level of sensitivity to the state. A state of ibu in annulment, or ibu in arvut, or in integration is the basic minimal level of sensitivity. It's like you're in a dark room and you're trying to just figure out what's happening and without harming anything.
I don't know, I don't have any words for this. Maybe I, in like the feeling in this workshop now, so each one by
Rav. How do we work in Israel, Israel, the light, the Creator, are in the annulment, in the arvut, in the integration, and in connection? How in each stage of connection between us, ultimately, this is what those are: annulment, integration, connection, adhesion. We work in each one of those in Israel. The light, the Creator, are one.
No.
Help one another. What's the problem? Not everyone is smart, but together you're a different kind of smart at a plus one level. If you knew how to integrate in one another, you would have an easy answer to all those questions.
So the question is, what is Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one in the states of annulment, ovut, integration, connection, and adhesion? Oh, how to act in them? So Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. It's that same desire that each one has aimed towards the Creator, along with the light that reforms, along with the group. It's like when you plant something in the field. Those are the environmental conditions. Without that, it's death.
And we need these three components in each one of those stages, which is my desire for spirituality, the light, and the ten.
It's as if Israel and the light and the Creator, it's how me, who's acting according to those different discernments of Israel, the light, and the Creator, but what am I doing? The actions of connection in the manner of Israel, the light, and the Creator.
Yeah, and each degree, each new degree of thickness, it's me through the group to the Creator. Those three means have to exist always, and each time above greater thickness, greater, harder things, but the method is the same always.
In every point there is Israel, the light, and the Creator are one, and annulment and integration, and we have to connect, and in the connection to connect these three things, upon these three things, we connect inside.
I think what the Sad is saying is a basic perception of reality from which we can begin to relate to Ibu. And first of all, to reconcile all three, Israel in us, together with the light that we want to influence us, together with that quality of bestowal, first arrange that, and from that work in it together.
These are the three components that have to take place. Israel is my desire to be in conception, to be in integration in the Akut. Is my desire and society that towards that I can implement it, and the Creator that can be a partner in attaining each one of those degrees.
And the partnership of the Creator is the component without which we are, maybe we're like any other society. The reforming light, the upper force, is what lifts us from just connection to a spiritual connection.
We need to connect between these three things. The like that, those sights of a gun that we want to look through all of them and see how we can implement the arvut, the annulment, the connection, the adhesion, how all those different elements help us implement it.
Rav, we're going to tests.